What's up, I can't show on you, cuz. I don't fuck with you, cuz, you disrespect me. Woo! I don't fuck with you, cuz, you disrespect me.
I go hard, cuz. Oh my gosh! Woo! I know everybody, when I tell you my phone has been blowing up. First of all, how are y'all doing, T-Sippers? Okay, I'm this good. What is this, Monday? We had a blizzard yesterday. Well, kind of a blizzard. We had a snowstorm yesterday, and I got to get ready to fly up out of town, so I've been running around all day. Oh my gosh, today has been insane. My phone has been blowing up. So many people have been contacting me about, you know, Pete Diddler. Oh my gosh, it's a lot to get into. It's a lot to get into between Pete Diddy and Candace Owens. I think everybody has been reaching out to me to talk about this situation. But the Pete Diddy thing I'm surprised but not surprised. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody talking about the feds watch my damn deep dives. We're not going to do that. I doubt they watch my deep dives. They've been watching this fool for a while. But we're going to definitely talk about that and, you know, what he's going through. It's all types of breaking news. You know, what's very interesting, just to kind of say this initially, is that I have been talking about Diddy and his ways, his energy, that he's not a good person. I've been saying this for years. And for years, I was drugged, I was threatened, I was attacked. You know what I'm saying? So it's very interesting now that everything I've been saying is coming to fruition. And, you know, the people that he has victimized, which has just been, you know, from my childhood onward, they're probably going to finally get their just dues and their justice because of this, as they should. So I feel no ways, you know what I'm saying? It's like between that and then it's also funny because I had totally forgot I had even did a video back in the day. This was like in 2016 about the whole Nickelodeon thing with Angelique Bates. And I had did like a whole breakdown. I had talked to her PR person and I was putting it out there about her being abused. And again, ignored, because it's almost like when a black woman speaks on something, you know, we're just dismissed, we're ignored. But then when other races speak on the same shit we've been saying for years, now everybody's talking about the Nickelodeon scandal. Now everybody's looking at it with a fresh pair of eyes. But many of us have been talking about all the crazy stuff that goes on in this industry for years. 4 years, you know what I'm saying? And we will never get our props, never get our roses. You know what I'm saying? I damn sure wasn't in the Nickelodeon documentary, even though I've been talking about this Nickelodeon rabbit hole for like the past 8 to 9 years. So I'm glad that the victims of Nick are also finally getting their voices heard and things like that. So it's very interesting. Y'all like the pink? Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, the deep dive, I'm just like, this deep dive probably gonna end up being literally like 10 chapters. I'm over it. I done did 3 chapters and I'm just over this man. And I still have a whole bunch of stuff I just been writing and trying to remember and things that he did back in the day that's just been kind of, you know, I've been trying to jog my memory. But yeah, this whole situation is a mess, okay? So let's go ahead. Before we even get into Diddy, I wanna talk about this Candace Owens situation. Because everybody has been wanting to know my opinion on the Candace Owens drama and what she's going through and, you know, her freedom of speech being violated. Now, let me keep it real with y'all. I'm not a fan of Candace Owens. You know, at one point in time, I did watch her more when she would hit on political stuff. I enjoyed more of her political conversations. I didn't like when she would try and hit on pop culture stuff because she's nothing but a hypocrite. She's a hypocrite. And I just couldn't take how she goes so hard in one instance, but then in other instances, she's clearly one-sided. So she's been into it with this whole Daily Wire thing. Y'all know I watch everybody for the most part. I don't lean left or right. I don't pick sides. Just like I will sit and watch Fox News, Tucker Carlson. I don't watch CNN, but, you know, I try and watch a little bit of everything just so I can see what all sides are saying. So I've never been that type that's just like, oh, I'm only going to watch CNN or MSNBC. Absolutely not. I watch it all. Now, as far as she goes, she's been, you know, catching a lot of heat lately because of the comments that she's been saying towards the Jewish community and, you know, opinions that she's had towards them. So I've gathered a lot of receipts concerning the Candace situation. So let me see what I want to start with first. Okay, I think let's start with her beef with the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro. Y'all know I love talking about conservative beef because they seem to act like the only people who beef and who do shady things and try to silence each other is, you know, the lamestream media. They try to act like, you know, the right doesn't do that and we allow, you know, we're bastions of freedom of speech. And they are until it comes to a topic that, you know, they don't want you to hit on. And when you want to find out who controls what, understand who you're not allowed to speak on. Now, what's very interesting is that when Candace, you know, talks down about the Black community, when she talks down about transgenderism, oh, they're here for it. Oh, Ben Shapiro loves it. He gets a hard on, you know, when she's going in on her own. But the second she points the mirror back at his community, all of a sudden his community's off limits. So we're going to go ahead and watch this video. This, you know, just some stuff I kind of compiled together. It's going to kind of break down the things that she had been saying that kind of led up to Ben Shapiro, you know, having, you know, a meltdown on Twitter, blasting her and saying, well, then just quit the Daily Wire. And so this has, like, anybody who's been watching this play out in conservative news spaces, they're not shocked that they finally parted ways or they fired or whatever the hell happened. I'm not shocked because this has literally been brewing ever since October 7th. So we're going to go ahead and watch this here. So let me go ahead and pull this up. So we can check out good old Candy Cane. Which one do I want to use? All right, we'll use this frame here. All right, so let me go ahead and play this. Let me know if y'all can't hear.
You see, and they say these are the Muslim quarters. This is where the Muslims are allowed to live. That doesn't feel like a bastion of freedom to me.
I don't think it's where they're allowed to live in Jerusalem. I think it's that there's an Armenian quarter. It's not saying the Armenians can only live here. It's that there are communities, just like there's a Jewish community in Jersey here, and there's a Muslim community in here. I don't think, you know, to my understanding, it's not restrictions within Israel proper of where Israeli.
I think it is where they have. I mean, at least that's what the rabbi who was taking me around. He said these are the Muslim quarters, so this is where the Muslims
live, but he didn't say anything about legally saying they cannot live in other places within Israel proper. I mean, there's Israeli Arab citizens.
If Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German, everybody to look a different way. That's not, to me, that's not nationalism.
Yes, the question is about Candace Owens. I think her behavior during this is disgraceful. Without a doubt. Sophistication on these particular issues has been ridiculous. It's not faux sophistication, it's ridiculous. Everybody can see the moves that she's making, the things that she's saying, and I find them disreputable.
So maybe there's a point in the video where he explains what exactly you did wrong, how you were wrong. I haven't seen it. But to call somebody, quote, absolutely disgraceful, particularly a coworker, seems like a pretty big step. What, and I really don't know the background here. What is that about?
You know, there isn't much of a background. I saw the video when everybody else saw it when I woke up.
No one warned you about it.
Nobody warned me about it. It looks like maybe he didn't know he was being recorded. It looks like it was some sort of a private event. I got no clarity on the issue that he was particularly speaking on. And in what was said, I can't respond to it beyond what he's saying because it's just ad hominem attacks. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not, you know, we disagree or, yeah. I don't think she's correct or maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, exactly. And so I can't respond to it on a level of intellect because there's nothing that he has expressed in that, at least in that short clip, that he fundamentally disagrees with in terms of what I said. But I will say that I'm not going to respond with the same ad hominem attacks. Yeah. I don't think it helps further discussion. And that was me that was caught on a video saying that about colleagues that I work with, I would be embarrassed. So I think that the video speaks more to Ben's character than it speaks to mine.
Has he texted you to apologize or explain or anything?
No, nothing. I haven't heard a single word. It just was sort of something that he said. And you know what? Ben and I have many disagreements, so I don't think that that's particularly something that's interesting. We disagreed on the COVID vaccine. We disagreed on Ukraine and Russia. He has taken virtually every stance that has been the opposite of mine on every issue over the last 5 years. So I don't think that that's particularly remarkable. Israel, the government that takes billions of dollars from us every year, decided to take not two, but three commercials. Now the government themselves sponsored two commercials at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl commercials, just so you know, $7 million per an ad, okay? So that means that the Israeli government spent $14 million for a primetime spot. Their commercials were basically them saying that there are hostages and they intend to get the hostages and bring the dads home that are being held by Hamas. Now, of course, why would this premiere during the Super Bowl? There's nothing that we as the American people can do about that hostage effort over there. So what it's supposed to do is it's supposed to pull at your heartstrings and make you not ask any questions about what they're doing overseas. And actually, last night, in case you're wondering, while the Super Bowl was on, Netanyahu bombed a refugee camp. But don't ask any questions about that. You need to get to work and feel bad and have your heartstrings pulled to justify every war that's happening overseas that you're largely probably ignorant of what's happening overseas.
Child, okay.
If this is holy, like, you know, selling...
So this is the main... So I'm just kind of leading y'all up to, like, what's going on with her. So now this is the final nail in the coffin. She's going back and forth with this Rabbi Sully or something. Child, I don't know his name. But they end up kind of getting into it because he was saying that she was anti-Semitic. So she's trying to defend herself. And so this was kind of like the final nail in the coffin.
A plunge with your daughter. I don't know. Okay, you're right. I think it's gross. Right, I think it's disgusting. And I do not, it's not the definition of holy in the Christian faith is what I would say. It's weird to me.
Okay.
It's very weird. And this could be a difference in our religions. But by the way, your religion does not trump my religion. So I think that you should respect the fact when I say something is unholy, I am referring to my religion. His relationship between him and his daughter is very creepy to me. The sex podcast is very creepy to me. The idea of sitting down and talking to your father about, you know, topics of sex in any regard is creepy to me. Him promoting butt plugs that are sold by his daughter is creepy to me. I have a right to say that I find this to be utterly unholy and that any faith leader, at least in the Christian community, would agree that all of this is giving us very weird vibes between the father and daughter relationship. I can say that all I want. And I do think that part of it, and this is where we get to the topic of where people perceive this and they say, is this a form of Jew supremacy? To say, suspend your Christianity because my Judaism matters more is the feeling that I get when you say, you don't get to say it's an unholy rabbi. Pornography is unholy, in my view. You might disagree with that.
Candace.
It is unholy to Christians. The topic of pornography, peddling pornography, selling butt plugs, you know, the commercialization of pornography is unholy. And I'm going to continue to call him unholy because that is what I deem him to be. And I say that as a Christian.
Then I'll just ask the question. Is it sad? Is it sad?
Sure. I don't want to cut each other off, okay? Because clearly what we are having here is just a disagreement. There's no reason to get angry. Do you think it is sad when an innocent Palestinian child dies?
Candace, I cry every day. And it's not just for Israel. And this is one of the things you clearly do not understand. The same way most don't, who are anti-Semitic, you don't get it. I cry for what's going on in Israel. I cry just as much for what we are forced to do. Golda Meir had a great quote. She said that one day we may be able to forgive them for killing Israeli children. We will never be able to forgive them for making us kill their children.
So what about my statement of saying that I also cry for Palestinian children is wrong to you if you also admit it is sad when Palestinian children die?
It's painful, but it is not in any way, shape, or form morally equivalent to October 7th. That is the anti-Semitic bigotry.
But I didn't say that. I'm going to be honest with you because everybody's noticing it. Every single political commentator in America, every single one of them knows this. That if you do not step out and say things that are radically pro-Israel, or if you are too quiet on certain narratives and they want you to be radically pro-Israel, you can lose everything. That's true. That is a fact. I'm not feeling like I need to hide from that anymore because, or be afraid to say it, rather, is a better way to say it, because I've endured this for years. I'm just at the end of my rope. I have given so much rope here, and I am just done with it.
All right. So long story short, Jeremy Bowen, who is also, he's the one who founded the Daily Wire, or he's a co-founder, one of the two, with Ben Shapiro. So he said Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship. So that was after the interview with the rabbi. Candace says the rumors are true. I'm finally free. If you would like to support my work, you can head to CandaceOwens.com. Will you be directed to my locals page, or you can give a gift to GoCandace.com. Now, this is a woman who's married to a multimillionaire. She had $3 million contract with the Daily Wire, but yet she's grifting once again. Now, on top of that, then she also went on to say this.
To my locals page. So much to talk about. Obviously, I'm going to take a couple of weeks here just to rebuild and to refocus and to create something that is actually mine and something that can't be threatened or taken because it belongs to me. I can't tell you enough how much your support has meant to me over the years. We're just getting started. Join the locals page, obviously, here. You can support me and my work as an independent journalist, as an independent podcaster. We're still going to be doing 5 days a week. There'll be tons of announcements coming in the next couple of weeks. And
all right, so out with that. So let me go ahead and come back on here full screen. So I just want to kind of give y'all a backstory for y'all who don't follow the conservative drama and who don't give a damn. Now, me personally, I'm not going to say that I disagree with too much anything that she was saying to the rabbi. I've never heard of this rabbi before, but she was kind of holding his feet to the fire. And from what I got from their whole back and forth, anything she said, was automatically deemed anti-Semitic. And she's been on her roll lately, you know, basically calling out a lot of things with Israel. And Ben Shapiro just doesn't like that. My issue, though, with her, why I can't, like, stand behind her fully, or why I'm just not a fan, I just see through the nonsense. To me personally, like I said, she makes a lot of good points, but she's just a very intellectual manipulator. And what I find very interesting is that, you know, a lot of Black folks seem to have a short memory of the things that she was saying about not only George Floyd, but Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, you know, a lot of people who were victims of police brutality and racism. She's always downplayed that. And now you see her going to Black spaces. Now you see her on the Breakfast Club and meeting with Joe Budden. Whereas if this was a year or two ago, she would have never went into those spaces. She would have kept her nose in the air like she's always done. What it is that basically now she stepped on the feet of these same white people who gassed her up, right? So all she did was basically try to social climb, right? And she got a little bit too big, quote unquote, for her bridges. She thought that because, you know, because when she was talking about Black folks, her own, it was applauded. They loved it. They loved when she held the Black community, you know, accountable. Not saying that she didn't have the right to, but it was the way that she went about it. You could tell it wasn't because it was something necessarily that she necessarily felt passionate about. She was being a mouthpiece for these white conservatives who were too scared to say the shit themselves. So she was their puppet. Let's keep that real. A lot of the stuff that she was saying were things that Tucker Carlson, the Daily Wire, and white conservative voices were scared to say, but they knew that Candace could get away with it because she's a Black woman. And she was cool playing that role. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know I'm not a big fan of like BLM and, you know, certain things like that. But it's like any opportunity over the past few years, she went out of her way to blast Black people. And I just find it very interesting how all of a sudden, because she was on the Breakfast Club and she's having a very intellectual conversation that Charlamagne the God cannot keep up with, or Jessica, that now all of a sudden Black folks are like, oh my God, this is the best thing since sliced bread. All she's doing is regurgitating a bunch of talking points that have been said by many people, many Black people online. Hell, you can listen to Dr. Umar Johnson. He said the same thing when holding Black folks accountable. So I don't understand how everybody's acting like all of a sudden there's this aha moment, like, you know, Candace is now the saving grace for the Black community. It's just very, very weird. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and refresh y'all's memory on just some of the things that she said. Not even 2-3 years ago concerning the Black community, but now everybody is giving her all these props because she went onto the Breakfast Club and basically ran circles around slow ass Charlamagne the God and Jessica, or whatever. I think Jessica was there, if I'm not mistaken. So let me go ahead and play this for y'all real quick. Give me just a second. So this was her in the Breakfast Club.
I also believe that Hollywood was created by the CIA.
Well, before we say Hollywood was created by the CIA, I guess I should clarify because, you know, first off, you guys do know the Pentagon has a budget for film. There's a whole department in the Pentagon.
I know that.
That's a fact. There you go. That's all you need to know. There's an entire department in the Pentagon. They get involved with films. And
see, what she does is that she sprinkles a lot of intellect in things that she says because she knows damn well he's not going to necessarily know that off the top of his head. He talks about hip hop. This is not like a political platform. They talk about bullshit and hip hop and, you know, whatever he wants to stick up DJ Envy's ass for the hour. You know, he doesn't talk about anything really of substance. So, of course, she can sound super smart when she's talking to someone like Charlamagne the God. She picks the platforms that she goes on because they're not a challenge to her. You get what I'm saying? So her pulling that up, oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's why she brought that up.
And they get involved with films for the purpose of propaganda. They always have.
Oh,
I should have said Pentagon instead of CIA. Tons of them. I should show you the list. You should pull it up. It's wild. Right, yeah, Pentagon please. Department for Hollywood. Tons of them.
Even Transformers.
Like, you know, because they're concerned about certain narratives. They get involved with, like, World War films. Like, how are we telling the story about history? Black Americans are incredibly talented. Like I said, when it comes to the arts and creativity, I just find Black American to be funnier. I think we're all...
So this is her on the Joe Budden podcast. So you notice now she's going to these Black spaces trying to, you know, recruit Black folks. So she knew she was going to be making her exit. What a lot of Black folks don't know because y'all don't follow, you know, many of us do not follow conservative news and outlets. But for those of us who do, we knew this time was coming with her in the Daily Wire. So now she's trying to grift and come to swing around to the Black community, the same community that she's been disrespecting for years and trying to siphon their audience. But again, you know, we suffer from short-term memory.
So funnier. I think we have a natural sense of humor. Like, when we're comedians, we do it the best. Also, when we sing, we do it the best. When we're athletes, we do it the best.
See, Black pride. Yes, Candace.
I say this on
That's
my
what
show.
We want from Candace. Black pride. Not all of the other shit that makes us say, damn, is she proud to be Black or is she not proud to be Black?
Oh, you know, I don't see Ben. There's no, like, toxicity in the office or anything like that. People are emotional. He is very passionate about Israel. He's married to an Israeli. I mean, yeah. That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, of course. And you don't have to agree on everything. You know, I mean, obviously, foreign policy is its own thing, so yeah. It is what it is.
And I am very much on foreign policy. I am consistent. I don't care what the country is. There's no country that
they perpetuate that is supposed to make us think that we are being chased by the Ku Klux Klan. And yet, here we are. Couple of months away from an election, and there are Black people running around saying that we're being lynched in Georgia. So let's just start with just the case and how it's been being reported. So first you are hearing that it is a modern day lynching. That should instantly, if you are a Black American, an American, make your ears perk up a little bit because there are not really modern day lynchings that are taking place in America. So in my opinion, George Floyd was a criminal. He was a criminal. And just because he was a criminal doesn't mean...
I'd like to strike the record. Not my opinion, definitely a fact.
It doesn't mean that I am not going to play a part of the broken Black culture that always wants to martyr criminals. Why are we pretending that this criminal should be upheld as a citizen, as a martyr in Black America? So this entire narrative is complete smoke and mirrors. It's all made up. It's just election fodder. It's white versus Black because it's an election year, not because Black Americans are suffering at the hands of police officers more than white Americans.
Candace Owens. That rotten bitch. She's the worst. I can't think of a worse way to make money. She's the most articulate idiot.
I didn't make money on that video.
She's so articulate. She tell you how f***ing stupid she is precisely. They killed him, and that wasn't right, so he's the guy. We're not desperate for heroes in the Black community. Any nigga that survives this nightmare is my goddamned hero.
So, first and foremost, that video, it still, you know, is number one most viral video that I've ever done, which shocked me. I mean, it was such a casual thing. I was sitting up there talking to my husband outside in D.C., and I was just like, I can't even stand this anymore. It's a bizarre thing to me because I grew up with uncles that are addicted to drugs. It's very weird to me to try to turn somebody who is a drug addict, turn somebody who is a criminal into a martyr. It's very weird that there are murals and statues erected of George Floyd.
at the same time that they're fighting having a statue erected of Clarence Thomas. It is really a symptom of how cancerous the Black community has become. So I'm talking to my husband about it, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to allow this lie to make its way around the world. And I just ranted. Literally, I was sitting on the floor in our guest bedroom, and I just ranted, felt like it was a blink, went upstairs. I think I took a nap, and the video went viral is an understatement. 100 million views. It was insane. It was everywhere. People contacting me from Turkey, from the UK, from Australia. I mean, celebrities everywhere were contacting me. And the number one time it was thank you because they had actually bought face jail stints nine times. Why am I forced to see myself because, we have a similar melanin complexion?
It tells you what they think of you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they feel that's representative.
Well, and his name is now forever synonymous with justice.
Can men get pregnant?
Depends. I know.
What does it depend on?
I know trans men that can get pregnant.
That means it's a woman. Only one sex can get pregnant.
That's a circular argument. That's
not a circular argument. Yeah. It's proving my thing. There is a truth, a concrete truth. You have to be born with a uterus to have a baby. Only women can get pregnant. The fact that we've arrived in a society...
Right, that's the part I'm disagreeing with. That's the part I'm disagreeing with.
There's nothing to disagree with it. These are facts. So you can say that this person...
Okay, let me come back on the screen. Mark Lamont Hill is a weirdo for that. I don't understand what there is to disagree with, but whatever. So again, I'm not saying that she's wrong in a lot of the things that she says, right? But what I'm saying is I'm not going to forget, like, just her being a talking point, her wanting to really disrespect a lot of people in the community, being a face and, you know, a speaker for the Daily Wire. Now, as far as what I also noticed, like I said before, when I started the stream, when she talks about Black people and their issues and transgenders and their issues, the Daily Wire is here for it. They love it. They love when she's going in on other communities. But it's very interesting that now that she's, you know, switching up, you know, her stance and she's going more towards peeling back the onions on the Jewish community and Israel and things like that. Now here's all this backlash from the Daily Wire. Now, you know, Ben Shapiro wants to call her disgraceful. But when Black folks were saying, hey, what you're saying about George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, you know, is not right. You know, you're judging, things like that. It's like they wanted her to say even more. They gave her more of a platform, more of a push to continue to spin those narratives. And again, she's entitled to her opinion. Okay, she can say whatever she wants to say. But what I do find funny is the fact that now that she's speaking on the Jewish community, now it's an issue. Now she has to go. So, and to the people in the comments saying, you know, I'm hating on her. Hating on what? Did I make up what she said about George Floyd? Did I pull that out my ass or did I just show you guys receipts? Hating on what? What I'm saying is that I just find it very funny that people, because she goes on a platform like The Breakfast Club or Fresh and Fit, now all of a sudden the same Black folks who were calling her out and holding her accountable for her nonsense and some of the things that she was saying, now it's like they're acting like she's the truth when people have been saying a lot of the same talking points that Candace has pointed out. So that's all I'm saying. I just felt like a lot of times when she goes on Black platforms, she's mainly going to go on platforms dealing with Black men. She's not really going on like Black female platforms. Like you don't see her and Amanda Seale having like intellectual talk. She seems to go on platforms where she knows she can intellectually manipulate the people who are interviewing her. That's just my opinion. Y'all don't have to agree. Let me see what else. So now they basically removed her or she's left. But I think at the end of the day, she will be fine. I don't think this is like the end of her or anything like that. She has so many white supporters who really support her, you know, outside of like Black folks who support her. She has a huge white base. Okay. So they're going to follow her wherever she goes. So she's going to be fine. I think what she's probably just going to end up doing is using her own YouTube channel and Locals and putting her platform on there. She used the Daily Wire for what she needed to use them for. But I think, you know, her like circling back around and now trying to like go into Black spaces is just her trying to fill, you know, add more people to her fan base. I think that's what that was, because she knows once she leaves the Daily Wire, all that content, all that stuff stays with them. They own it all. So now she kind of has to build everything up from the ground up. But she has a big following, so it's not going to be as hard for her to do that. On top of that, I know she's really close with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson is also starting his own like network. So there are also rumors that she might be going to Tucker Carlson's network, which would be, you know, even bigger eyes for her because Tucker Carlson has a huge fan base, especially in conservative spaces. But I think, you know, what I've learned from all of this stuff and from what I'm seeing, it just goes to show you that I don't care if you're right or left, all these people are full of shit. None of them are really for freedom of speech. They're for freedom of speech as long as you agree with their narrative. They're for freedom of speech as long as you parrot their talking points. But the second you're like, you know what, I don't fully agree with this, or this doesn't sit well with my spirit, oh, well, now you're everything but a child of God. And I don't care if that's left or right, because they both do it. They're both one and the same. It's just a popularity contest. It's just about money. It's just about building followers so they can lie to their advertisers. And then, you know, the second they don't fool with you, they're going to try their hardest to try and get you blacklisted. And I think because Candace was saying a lot about Israel and Ben Shapiro and the people who fund him, they felt a way. Then all of a sudden you start seeing articles about her being anti-Semitic. You start seeing the ADL going after her and that rabbi guy going after her. But it's just very funny that when she was saying these same things about black folks, there was no smear campaign. That's all I'm saying. But call me a hater. Moving on. Let's see here. Let me read some of these super chats. How many we got in here? Oh, we got a lot of people in here tonight. Okay, all right, well, welcome, y'all. Let's see, we have over 9,000 people in here. Okay, so Lauren says, act bad, act bad, act bad. Yeah, I bet you Carisha's ass ain't acting bad no more. I wonder if her house is going to get raided. I wouldn't be shocked if they end up raiding her. Because her name was all up and down that lawsuit. Let's see here, Bree said, 1999 says, T, what's going on with Diddy? Flying out of the U.S. is crazy. Yes, it's a lot going on with him. Thank you, sis, for the super chat. Gabby sent $9.99, says, longtime tea sipper, can finally say Discord gang, courts are going to bring up Carisha's tweets and say, is this you? Hold on. Can you define Ida in a court? Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to Carisha and all this. I mean, the fact that Diddy has his sons even embroiled in this nonsense, it just says a lot. Let's see here. Okay, Tier Peterson sent $299.99. Thank you so much, Tierra. I appreciate you, sis. Thank you so much for the support. Thanks for coming through. Brown Sugar says, T, you look so pretty in pink. So happy you went live. Much love and blessings to you. Thank you so much, sis. Nina Lynn sent $19.99, says, thank you, T, for all your deep dives and real commentary. I truly appreciate all that you do to keep us informed. Shout out to the Discord, sending everyone love and hugs. Thank you as well. I appreciate your support too, sis. Let's see here. Oh, Moneybag Mo. Okay, so Mo came through. Thank you so much, Mo. She sent $399.99. Oh my goodness. What's up, Mo? Thank you for coming through, sis, and showing love. I appreciate you. I didn't even realize she was in here. Let's see here. Aaliyah M sent $19.99, says, Daily Wire pushes free speech and can criticize every community, but the moment you don't agree with Jews or their side with Israel, it's a problem. America first, no group is above criticism. I agree with Candace 70% of the time. Yeah, and that's the part where it's like, you know, she's made a lot of valid points. I'm not going to take that away from her. But my issue, again, is that, you know, the Daily Wire, they're hypocrites. They were hypocrites in all of this. And it's like she's only now seeing it because she's getting backlash from them because she was talking about the Jewish community. But when she was disrespecting her own and dragging her own every other, you know what I'm saying, episode, they were cool with that. So I don't watch Ben Shapiro. I have no respect for him. You know, I think at this point, the whole like, between him, Steven Crowder, it's just been a lot with a lot of these folks that are like white ring. They're like, to me, they're just the same as left. I really don't see a difference. Because again, they're a bastion of free speech as long as your speech mirrors what they want you to mirror. Anything that deviates from that, it's a wrap. They don't want to hear it. So they're no different than the right. Let's see here. Picky sent $10 says, Auntie, I feel you need a team now. Your brand is too big to run by yourself. Last time we got a true crime video. Trump was in office. Yes, I am trying to put together a team, but it's hard. I don't trust a lot of people. So it is hard to like put together a decent team, you know. So for now, I'm just running everything, you know, myself. You know, hopefully I'll be able to hire some editors so that way I don't have to do like all my own edits and things like that. So I am trying to vet some people, but it's just me. I don't have, you know, a Daily Wire team where I can just come in and sit and do commentary and then go home. That I don't have that. It's just me. So, you know, maybe one day I'll get to that point. But for now, y'all just gonna have to deal with my little bootleg setup, you know what I'm saying, and my streaming issues. But I really appreciate that y'all do support me, just, you know, being solo dolo. And this is why I just really don't want to like work with any mainstream companies, because a lot of them are just full of shit and you don't really have the freedom to say what you want to say or to feel how you want to feel. Like, you got to walk on eggshells, and that's just not me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people can say what they want to say. You can be offended. I don't give a fuck. Cause like I tell people all the time, you don't have to watch me. Go elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? But with a lot of these other folks who are tied into like corporate, you know, entities, they're not allowed to do that. They can't offend any of their base. I don't care. Okay. Like, bye. You know? So again, it is what it is at this point. I'm gonna just run the show how I can by myself. But if I can find some trustworthy people, you know, who can help me, then, you know, God willing, it will work out. But It's very hard to trust people, especially in this day and age. Everybody has some type of weird agenda. You know, you try and bring people in or work with folks and it ends up blowing up in your face. So yeah, I'd rather just roll solo dolo for now. But thank you, sis. Let's see here. Rima says, T said, if you hire someone who says some anti-black stuff, would you fire them? Let's be real here. Why would I hire somebody who says anti-black stuff? You sound dumb as fuck. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Stacy George, hold on to refresh, said the rabbi and the butt plug saga was funny, though. It was. And again, the fact that they're trying to even normalize that, I don't understand why a rabbi and his daughter are like working on sex toys together. That's just weird. The whole thing is just weird. So yeah, that was a stupid question. I'm glad y'all are roasting her. That was a dumbass question for $6.99. Let's see here. Dominique said $9.99 says, I can't stand Candace, know-it-all Owens. She activates my fight or flight responses. We need to stop allowing people like her who are pick-me's for the white community to come back and welcome them with open arms. Yeah, that's, you know, like I said, that's just kind of my issue, is that, you know, it's one thing to like have an opinion, but initially when she started over there on the Daily Wire, it's like, you know, she would just keep going in and keep going in on the community, but never speaking on what white folks do. Perfect example, when the Alabama broke brawl, when that happened, it's a tongue twister. I think that's when I really gave a lot of the black conservatives the side eye, because many of them, it was so, like, even when you watch their, first of all, their commentary was late. Everybody else was talking about this. This was viral. A lot of them were, like, waiting to say anything because they were hoping they would have an aha moment on the black folks where they could just blame the black folks for, like, the boat situation. And when nothing came of that, then it's like they had to say something. But even her commentary, it wasn't even about holding the white men who started the fight accountable. Her commentary was mainly about the white women and, you know, how dare, you know, men put hands on these women, when that wasn't even initially what started the brawl. Like, you could just tell she was so uncomfortable not blaming the black folks for that. Just like with Officer Tatum. I stopped watching him after that because I'm like, y'all really want to go hard to make black people always look villainized. It doesn't make any sense. The only person who gave a fair assessment that I rock with is Anthony Brian Logan. Like, I watch him, I'm subscribed to him, I've been watching ABL for years. I know he's a tea sipper as well. He's the only one I feel like that's in conservative spaces that's fair. And Anomaly, like, everybody knows I love Anomaly as well. And he's been blacklisted because he sees through the BS. Anomaly has no problem holding Trump accountable when Trump is wrong. He has no problem holding other conservatives accountable when they're wrong. But it's like, I just didn't get that from Candace. You know what I'm saying? Especially with the whole Alabama thing, I was really disappointed in her commentary and in Officer Tatum's commentary. So I just don't like when you can, the Hodge twins, I didn't see the Hodge twins' commentary. I know they're okay, but I like ABL. Like ABL is on my feed. I get his notifications. I watch him all the time. So shout out to him. And, you know, sometimes he leaves comments on my Instagram page and stuff like that. So, you know, the feeling's definitely mutual. But like I said, that's just my issue. I just felt like once she got a bigger platform, it was constantly, you know, villainizing black folks constantly. You know, it's just always some type of shade. But then, you know, unless it came to her friend Kanye, then it's like Kanye can do no wrong. So that was just my issue. It's like, you know, have your opinions, but give it to both sides. And I think she's trying to do that now, but now it's too late because Daily Wire is not having it, you know, so... Like I said, she'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? She'll be fine either way. You know, them white folks, they're going to follow her wherever she's going to go. And, you know, her new black fans, they're going to follow her. So she'll be fine either way. But I have the people that I watch. You know what I'm saying? I like people who just have common sense. You know what I'm saying? And who are going to keep it real. And that's what I get when I watch ABL and when I watch Anomaly. So those are like the main ones that I watch all the time. Now, I still do watch Jason Whitlock every now and then just because he hits on sports. So I will watch him. But even him, I didn't like the way he treated that rapper, the conservative rapper. And I noticed he hasn't been on the show since, ever since he was trying to hold Donald Trump to task. So I haven't even really been watching him like that. But when he hits on certain sports stuff, I will watch. So, yeah. I see we have some ABL fans. Yeah. I like ABL. So like, Bryson Gray. Thank you, Delise. Yep, Bryson Gray. So again, I have no issues with anybody who's conservative or even with Candace. But my issue is just the fact, like, I just see the okie doke. I just see the okie doke. But again, you know, because I'm not, you know, kissing her ass and just, oh my God, Candace. I guess I'm a hater to some people in the chat. But it is what it is. Like I said, there's people that I choose to watch who I know they're going to be fair in their commentary. And I just noticed, like, that whole Alabama situation really, really said a lot. You know what I'm saying? It really said a lot. So... And that just made me respect, like, ABL so much more. Like, he was like, no, these white folks were wrong. They started it. It is what it is. And he has a lot of white supporters. He has a lot of white conservative people who really support him. And he stood his ground 10 toes down. Meanwhile, Officer Tatum just kept trying to find ways to blame the black folks. Jason Whitlock kept trying to find ways to blame the black people. I mean, it was just insane. It's like, y'all are really trying hard to find, you know what I'm saying, to make these white folks the victim who started the entire brawl. So, but it is what it is, child. Y'all gonna, you know, rock with who y'all wanna rock with. Let's see here. Nini330 said 999 says, hey T, I was a Red Walker on Discord. Been a member since the beginning, never missed a payment. You need to send an email. Send an email. Nanania sent 999 says, hey sis, can we get Discord notifications for the deep dives through your app? Just a thought. You look amazing. Nope, it's not on the app because the deep dives, you got to pay for them. So if I post a link on the app, then it goes to anybody who has the app downloaded. So the notifications are only on Discord, the YouTube membership, and on the Patreon. So that's the only way that you'll get notified on where to go watch the deep dives. Let's see here, Misty Bloom. Let me see here. Send $20 says, you're looking pretty in pink. My birthday was the 23rd. And this is like a belated birthday gift. Happy belated birthday to you, Misty. Says, I was in the woods bushcrafting all last week, missing your lives. Love you, sis. I'm a tea sipper for life. Thanks for letting me pay my debt and get back into the Discord. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. No, not your average brother sent 1999 says, hey T, she hasn't been to the right black platforms to challenge her on things that she said. She goes on The Breakfast Club and they ask her about TV shows. Exactly. And I think, you know, like I said, she's a very smart woman, right? But, you know, she needs to be challenged. She needs to have real dialogue. I don't want to sit and listen to her just, you know, flex her intellect to Charlamagne for an hour. Like, I want her to have a real discussion with somebody who knows just as much about politics, who can, you know, point certain things to her. You know, I don't know, maybe like a Roland Martin, you know, an Amanda Seale, you know, things like that. Like, I don't want it to be just one-sided where they're just so, oh my gosh, mm-hmm, uh-huh, yes, yes. It needs to be a real, I don't know, like just like a food for thought conversation. That's the type of stuff I like to ingest. I don't want to just hear somebody just talk one-sidedly and just have somebody just, you know, clap and It needs to be like real dialogue. Even if it was like her and Umar Johnson going back and forth and, you know, just really having deep discussions about real stuff, I would even enjoy something like that. But I just, you know, I'm not going to watch them talk to her for an hour. But that's just my opinion. Okay, so now let me see here. I've been on here how long? 45 minutes. So we can get up off the Candace situation. I want to talk about P. Diddy. So let's go ahead and move on to this. So if y'all do not know, this whole situation with P. Diddy is insane. So everything broke about 4 or 5 hours ago that basically all of his homes have been raided by the feds. Now, you know damn well, like I always tell y'all, when the feds come calling, when they show up at your home, that is because they have been watching you for a long time. The feds do not pounce unless they have real proof. And you know they have a 98% conviction rate. So they are looking for some stuff. These lawsuits that Diddy has been enduring over the past few months, there's definitely a lot of stuff in those lawsuits that, you know, is probably the smoking gun at this point in time for the feds against Diddy. So this whole situation is insane. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to watch the video of Diddy's house being raided. And this was his California home. And then on top of that, Justin and Christian Combs, his two sons were also arrested as well. So I'm sure Misa, she's going to be, you know what I'm saying, she's going to be taking to social media, writing another post about how, you know, a fish rots from the head down. You know, Misa was going off on Diddy a few months ago when their son was arrested for DUI. So we're going to go ahead and watch this video. So give me just a second here. This is the feds raiding his home. Hey.
Do you know where the hammer's at?
The hammer? What you about to do? You know I'm streaming. He just comes in here, asks for hammer. Yeah, I'm streaming, but what's going on?
My tire has a nail in it.
Your tire does?
Yeah.
So you gonna pull it out and do what? Y'all gonna change the tire?
Nah, I have like a plug for it.
A plug? Like, who's doing the plug?
Me.
No. That's not safe. You can't just put a plug in a tire.
No, I have like a kit for it. Oh. I just went to AutoZone.
You went to AutoZone? Who's helping you with it? The hammer is in the look in the drawers, not the kitchen, but that hallway drawer, and in the laundry room, the utility drawers. There should be some hammers in there. All right. Sorry. He didn't know I was live. I'm like, hold up, we doing hammers and nails and, okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Child, the joys of being a mom. Okay, where was I at? Okay, I got... Let me play this video. Give me just a moment. Okay,
we speak in both L.A. and Miami Beach at the homes of Sean Diddy Combs. You know him as Diddy, formerly Puff Daddy, big time rapper, big time producer, big time superstar. And now the feds at his houses in both locations. This is a live look right now. On the left, that's West Coast. That's L.A. On the right, that's Miami Beach you're looking at. I want to show you in just the last couple of minutes in L.A., agents holding what look to be guns as they walk into the home, as they enter the home. And you can see some of the apparatus there that they've brought. I want to get to Dana Griffin, who is following this for us now. Why is this happening? What do we know?
Hallie, still, as you mentioned, this is a developing story, so we're learning new details minute by minute. NBC News has confirmed
that this is a raid being conducted by Homeland Security and that the warrant specifically came out of the Southern District of New York. Now, we believe this is tied to sex trafficking allegations. There's an investigation into claims that he may have been, that the rapper may have been involved in this. So we believe this is connected to that. But obviously, what a split screen moment here to see investigations not only in Miami, but also Los Angeles, which shows that this was very coordinated and planned. And remember, when it comes to warrants, these aren't things that are just, you know, done haphazardly. This had to be signed by a judge. So this was obviously very methodical. And this is a sprawling home here in California. This is located in the Holmby Hills area, a very wealthy area. That home that we can see from that sky cam is massive, sprawling. And we don't know exactly what they are looking for. It could be something as small as a USB drive, or it could be several boxes of documents that could prove his guilt or prove his innocence. So, and you mentioned those guns that we saw law enforcement carrying. It sounds like that's pretty routine because they're going into a home. It's a huge home. It's not secured. But from what we have seen on the ground and from local reports, that this was a very easy entry. There was no sort of violence or any sort of skirmish inside the home. So the weapons that you may have seen there are probably just cautionary. Again, this could take several hours considering that these are two separate homes in two different locations. So we're waiting to get more details, and we're still trying to figure out where exactly P. Diddy is located. No one has been able to confirm that at this hour.
Alex? So that was going to be my other question, Dana, is where is he now? I mean, we don't know is the short answer, huh?
He could be anywhere, assuming that he's not here in Los Angeles, because we saw from that chopper video several people that were taken out of the home. Some appeared to be in handcuffs, and that is customary when you're doing a raid. They want to check everyone out, make sure everyone who is who they say they are. We have not seen any images of P. Diddy, which shows that he may not be in his Miami or his Los Angeles home, but I'm sure over the next several minutes and hours, we will get more details. Hallie?
Dana, in just the last maybe 2 minutes as you were speaking, I want to say even 60 seconds. And again, this is breaking news. I'm going to give you a beat to look at your phone because we are getting in now a statement attributable to Homeland Security Investigations, HSI in New York. And in this statement, and I'm putting it up on screen because this is the first bit of sort of on the record information here, that HSI New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available. And that's key, Dana, as you know, because as we've been talking about, information is not something we have a lot of at this moment. Do we know if there's any news conference set, any kind of opportunity?
All right, so you guys just heard the breaking news. So right now on Twitter, like, everything is trending. Quincy is trending. Child, Justin is trending. And again, remember when Cat Williams said this when he was on Club Shay Shay? He said that all of these big dick deviants are going to be held accountable this year. So maybe Cat Williams knew something that a lot of folks didn't know. So I'm going to refresh y'all's memory. Who remembers when he said this?
It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way. The truth is the light.
Amen. The truth is the light. And if you guys notice, Damn Diddy is trending, Jay-Z is trending, Epstein, Quincy. Like, when I tell you, literally, a lot of people say that Jay-Z is next. I've been hearing that a lot. It's crazy. Here goes, let me show you the picture of King Combs and Justin Combs arrested. In that lawsuit, remember, the guy that has sued Diddy said that Justin Combs was also procuring a lot of girls. You know, Diddy was using his sons to go get a lot of these females, especially the underage ones, you know, to come to these parties and everything else. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to be charged with anything, but the fact that they're in handcuffs is insane. And then I think this big tall one back here is Quincy. This is a mess. Oh, this is a mess. I think that's Quincy back here. I might be wrong. Is that Quincy, y'all, that's sitting on the ground? Why would you get your kids involved in this mess? This don't make no sense. So now, somebody said this. This was funny. They said this about to be Justin in the interrogation room.
I don't know nothing about that lifestyle, whatever y'all got going on, because that's not me. I don't know nothing about that lifestyle, whatever y'all got going on, because that's not me.
Social media is going in right now on these folks. So now we have breaking news as well. Oh my God. They said Diddy tried to fly away. They done caught him. Well, not him, but they tracked his private jet. So they're saying Diddy's Love Air. Now imagine he has a private jet called Love Air. Now remember Jeffrey Epstein, he had a private jet called the Lolita Express. So this is what they're saying. Diddy's homes were raided in the U.S. To kick off the week, but the guy's own private jet is miles away in a completely different nation. Although it's unclear if he's on board himself, TMZ has tracked down Diddy's personal Love Air Jet LLC. The well-known black Gulfstream 5 that Diddy has flaunted and flown over the years. It looks like the aircraft is currently on the ground in Antigua, which is down in the Caribbean. So messy ass TMZ, they don't ran to locate his jets. So this is a mess. Based on the flight activity viewed by TMZ, Diddy has just been up and down California between Sunday and Monday, taking off from Sacramento's exclusive airport Sunday evening around 5:30 p.m. and landing at Palm Springs International Airport about an hour later. So right now, instead of the where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, it's where in the world is Diddy, okay? So they're trying to find him. They ain't found him yet. But all of his mansions, multiple mansions, have all been raided today. Now, also, Cassie's lawyer has spoken up. So I want to share this with y'all. And Young Miami has also said something. So Nancy Dillon is reporting this. She says Cassie's lawyer, Douglas Wigdor, responds to the raid on Sean Diddy Combs' home. We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law. Hopefully this is the beginning of that process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Okay? So then somebody said, where Carisha at? She said, right here, what's up? This is a mess. This is a straight up mess. So it looks like a lot of people, you know, it's funny right now, the ones who usually are running to Cape, you know, oh my gosh, they're trying to take down a black man and, you know, Diddy this and that. They're real quiet right now. A lot of these big wigs, the ones who are Twitter fingers, they haven't said anything. I don't think we've heard anything from Meek Mill. Again, I feel absolutely no ways. I feel no ways. This man's karma is what's coming to him. This man has schemed and scammed and done so many things to people outside of the lawsuit, outside of, you know, the things that he was accused of doing with Cassie. And the guy, I think his name is Ron, the guy that had sued him. And then the young girl that came out and sued him. It's just been so many things that this man has gotten away with over the years. I mean, a lot of folks say that he's also behind, you know, the death of Tupac, you know, putting a hit on Tupac. Keefy D's been saying that for years. So I think a lot of this is just his karma coming back. And I think his time is coming. Like I've been saying from, you know, for a while now that we are in the age of Aquarius. And I think right now in 2024, a lot of people are being exposed. A lot of these celebrities, people who got their wealth by ill-gotten gains, by taking advantage of people, by giving people the short end of the stick, you know, stealing from people, not giving them credit and things like that. So I think a lot of the energy that Diddy has put out there has come back on him. And not to mention, a lot of folks think that he has something to do with Kim Porter as well, you know, her passing. So it's going to be really interesting to see what comes of this, if he's going to tweet or say anything, you know. But right now, that was like, it really shook up social media. His home just getting raided like that. So let me go ahead. I've been on here for an hour. Let me read a few more super chats here. Tim Forrican says, Brother Love probably got flued out by Uncle Rush. Ooh. He's going to hide in the astral plane and align his chakras while hiding from the feds. Hashtag make America mean again. That is too funny. Yeah, he's probably going to pull a Russell Simmons. You see Russell Simmons, he's in hiding and everything else. I mean, he's in Bali. He's not really hiding, but he's not trying to be in America either. So it's going to be interesting to see what all comes of this. I'm here for it, though. I am. Hold on, my page just refreshed. Gizzy sent 20 says, hey, T, there's a lot of war movies coming out this year. You should check out Civil War. It's Texas and Cali versus the other states. Wow. Well, thank you for that. I'll definitely make sure to check that out. I know that Eclipse is coming too. I'm really interested in that. I don't know if you guys have heard about the eclipse that's coming. I think it's April 8th, if I'm not mistaken. Like the warnings that they're giving for this eclipse makes no sense. Because when other eclipses came, the only warning that we got was like, just don't look in the sky with your naked eyes. You know, make sure you guys have something to protect your eyes. But now they're talking about, you know, stock up on food. They're sending in the National Guard. So it's like, what is about to happen during this eclipse? So I don't know if y'all have heard about that. Yeah, April 8th, 2024. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Almost sent $5 says, slam the like button, guys. It's free. It's a way to contribute to the channel. Thank you. We got 12,000 people in here watching and 2,000 likes. Please hit that like button. Thank you for the super chat as well. Let's see here. Stacy says, Candace's money and her marriage will take a hit. No, I don't think so. I think she's been married now for several years. They have about 2 or 3 kids together. I don't see why her marriage would take a hit, you know? And her husband is rich, so I don't think her money, even if she's not, you know, I think the Daily Wire, they had to pay her out of her contract, so that's a bag right there. I'm sure a lot of her hardcore fans ran to go support her on Locals and the whole Candace.com. So I don't think her money's going to take a hit at all. If anything, honestly, I think this is going to make her even bigger because, again, she's a Black female. So she can kind of low-key get away with saying some of the things that she's saying and not really be held to task, right? Because, like I said, they used her to say a lot of things about the Black community because she's a Black woman. So she can't really be held to task. And I think they're going to do the same. I think there's a lot of things about the Jewish community that maybe Tucker Carlson wants to say, but he knows he really can't say. And they'll just have her be the talking point. So I think this will help make her even bigger, you know, as long as like she sticks to the stance that she's sticking to. And I'm not even saying that she's wrong about the stuff she's saying about Israel. You know, I don't even think that I didn't disagree with anything she was saying about the rabbi. I thought that whole shit was creepy. But I just find it very, very interesting that was a straw that broke the camel's back. Like, Ben Shapiro's so full of shit. He really is. So, yeah, I don't think she's going to take a hit, honestly. I think she's going to be even bigger, to be honest with you. Let's see here. Angel Vega says, U.S. abstained from the U.N. ceasefire today instead of veto. Wonder if that played into Owen speaking them. I'm not sure. I didn't know anything about that. But thank you for the super chat. I'm going to have to look into that more. Anna Cease in $2 says, greeting from Croatia. Croatia. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. Petty Tony says, I still remember when Candace called us wild chimpanzees. That's what I'm saying. She said a lot of like crazy things over the years. And that's all I'm saying is that if she wants to come back into Black spaces, that's fine, you know, whatever. But I think like she has to like atone and, you know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to ask her about all the messed up stuff that she said. Cause she has said a lot of like crazy things about the Black community and Black people, you know? So the fact that all of a sudden everybody's acting like she never said this is just very, very interesting. You know, and maybe if they ask her about it and she's able to articulate as to why she called, you know, folks wild chimpanzees and all that other nonsense, then maybe folks would be able to move forward with her more. But when nobody's asking her anything about things that she said in the past, then it just comes off as silly to me. Yeah, you know, just amnesia, I guess. Gabby Sim 5 said a video of Ye surfaced of him saying that Diddy got connects with the Fed. He was tipped off to flee. I remember seeing that video, but I don't, even if he's tipped off to flee, and he probably did get a tip off. If they hold his kids long enough, hopefully that'll get him to, like, you know, come back or, you know, show his whereabouts. But then, I don't know. Diddy's such a shitty person. He probably would let them kids rot in jail while he's hanging out with Russell Simmons somewhere. Bruce Sim 499 says, I love it when you interact with your kids, T. We can tell you got your boys' backs and y'all have one more. I have one more year in my doctorate. Please pray for me. Congratulations, and I hope everything works out for you getting your doctorate degree. Yeah, it's always funny when they come in and just interrupt, like, oh, she's streaming. Oh, well. But he's fixed. He ran over a nail, so he's trying to plug the hole. So hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get that done. And that was my youngest. People were asking, was that my oldest or my youngest? I was my youngest. Gabby said, what will the babies think of Brother Love now? That's going to be interesting because nobody goes harder for Brother Love than Gen Z. So hopefully Gen Z is waking up and understanding that us, you know, millennials and Gen Xers, we're not haters of Diddy. We grew up with him and we just see him for the bullshit artist that he is. Because Gen Z, they love them some Diddy, honey. They used to go to bat for him real hard on social media. Let's see here. Corey Smith sent $10. Thank you so much, Corey. I appreciate you. Miss Obsidian Reloaded sent $4.99 says, why is Nino Brown's courtroom scene from New Jack City coming to mind? Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if he ends up going to court because he settles so quick with Cassie. I don't even think he has the money to really settle with all these other lawsuits that are coming up. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens if he ends up going to court for any of this. Let's see here. He let the kids take the fall like Shine. Oh. Yeah, hopefully he doesn't end up doing them kids like Shine. That would be horrible. But it's going to be interesting if they're able to find out how far, you know, involved Justin is because from what they're saying is that they really went there to go get evidence of like sex trafficking. And they don't play when it comes to sex trafficking. But I do also have to keep it real that it's very interesting that they're there at his home, you know, the home of a black man or whatever, looking for like sex trafficking and, you know, proof and everything else. But I feel like with the Jeffrey Epstein situation, they let him get away with it time and time again until they couldn't. And then he was just mysteriously, you know, he mysteriously offed himself. And even a lot of people who are in that black book, I don't think any of them have been raided. So, but I think what really also did Diddy in is he started believing that he was bigger than the program. Remember when he went on that rant back in 2020 when he was calling out the music industry and talking about how, you know, black people are not getting their just dues. They're not on the Grammy boards. They're not being nominated for Grammys. He thought at some point he had gotten to a status where he was on the same level playing field as the white folks in the industry. Then he tried to get into that whole lawsuit, you know, over De Leon Liquor because he saw that George Clooney, you know, his Casamigos was making millions of dollars compared to, you know, what Diddy was making. But the difference is George Clooney was smart when he did his deal. He had stock, he had all types of stuff, you know, with the tequila company, whereas Diddy was just a glorified influencer for many years. So many of us from the time we were young, we thought that Diddy owned Ciroc. We literally thought that he was in the laboratory brewing the shit. Then we find out years later, he only owned like 0.0% of Ciroc. And he was basically an influencer. He's basically encouraging people to get drunk and drink and everything else. But he had no real money in any of these liquor brands. So then he caught himself trying to sue them. And I think that that's really what kind of set the catalyst for a lot of this. And then also, let's not forget Jonathan Odie. Remember the man that was talking about the freak-offs? He was arrested for like, when was that? That was like in 2019. He was in Miami, and he went in there with all them guns and started shooting or whatever. And then he was talking about all these freak offs and how, you know, Diddy and them would call him to come and sleep with Cassie. It was that interrogation that went out, and nobody put two and two together until Cassie's lawsuit. What happened to him? What happened to Jonathan Odie? Like, I researched for like a whole 2 days. He literally just disappeared. There's no prison records of him. There's no funeral. It's like, I don't understand what happened to Jonathan Odie. It's like this whole situation with Diddy is just insane. It's really crazy. Yeah, nobody has seen him since then. Somebody said Diddy got to him. He's in witness protection. But the thing is, but some people are saying that he didn't die. They weren't able to find any type of like death certificate. The only thing, remember that when I did the video, the only thing I was able to find was a bunch of Indians. It's almost like somebody was paying a bunch of Indians on Fiverr to edit like fake news about Jonathan Odie, and they were saying that he died in a car crash. But everybody who was saying this were Indian people. It was nobody in America saying this. So that whole case is just weird. But why would he be in witness protection, though? That doesn't make any sense. He was the criminal. He went into a hotel room. I mean, not a hotel room. He went to the hotel, you know, high out his mind with, like, guns and stuff like that. So he was arrested for criminal activity. Why would they put him in witness protection? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, the whole thing is just really strange. Let's see here. Adores Aaliyah since 94 Sin 5 says Sloan Bella caught it. There's an All That episode with Diddy on it on TikTok. Told the kids to put a remote helicopter in the boy's pants. Yeah, I saw that episode as well. It's funny that all this perverted stuff with Diddy is starting to come out. And then somebody also sent me a picture. And they're like, if you look at the Nickelodeon, you know how they had the splat sign? They said, if you look at it and next to Epstein Island, it's shaped like Epstein Island. Let me see if I can find it. Somebody has sent it to me. And then also remember Nickelodeon had the feet, had that feet logo for a long time back in the 90s. And then you see all the foot fetish videos with Dan Schneider and all those other people on set with the children. So I thought that was really interesting too. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, I think this is it. Okay, let me share my screen. Here it is. I found it. It's on Twitter. And it's going viral right now. So you see that? How like the sign, they're saying like, it looks just like Jeffrey Epstein's island. And if you turn this a little bit, this little piece would match perfectly with that little piece. So I don't know. It's weird. Like just all these weird coincidences. It's almost like you feel like you're living in like the upside down world. Like everything that you believed in that you thought was like just innocent. And it's like, once you see things through like adult eyes, it's like nothing is the same. Like, it's just crazy. Yeah, when somebody sent me that, I was like, are you kidding me right now? But remember, the Nickelodeon logo for a long time was feet. And we never put two and two together with that. Let me see if I can pull that up for y'all who might have missed that. And as a kid, you just never understood it. Yeah, this is on TikTok. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. Let me share this as well. Okay. So this person says, y'all remember the Dan Schneider controversy with the feet? Well, I was today's years old when I realized that the old Nickelodeon logo was a foot. And this was the logo that we grew up on in the 90s. It was a foot. And then all through like the 90s and 2000s, it was all this weird feet fetish with Dan Schneider. So I don't know. It's just strange. Some strange stuff. I don't think any of that stuff is a coincidence. And I think like conspiracy theorists at this point, we're finally getting our just dues. You know what I'm saying? We're finally getting our props. Because like all this stuff was conspiracy years ago. And now people are finally waking up that, no, all of this stuff is not a conspiracy. There's a lot of truth to a lot of these things. And things are just hidden in plain sight. So, yeah, the whole thing is weird. So then, and I had never saw that episode with Diddy until somebody posted it on TikTok. And I'm just like, what is the coincidences of Diddy being in an episode of all that, telling somebody to like go into somebody else's pants? And then even like if you watch that full scene, they were dumping sour milk on the boy's face and it just looked like, you know, more sexual stuff. Just really disturbing. I'll come read a few more super chats here. Then I have to get ready to pack. I have to head out of town. Let me see here. Honeymoon Sam 499 says, let me see here. Karma's gonna hunt you down. This is messy. Love you, T. You're the best. Yeah, that's exactly what he's getting is his karma. You know, you can't keep doing people wrong and then thinking that you're just gonna be blessed and nothing's ever gonna happen. And I just think at this point, the whole entertainment industry is imploding on itself. And even, and it's sad because I don't want to say like, it's sad because a few at the top ruin it for everybody else. There are a lot of good people who do work in Hollywood. You have just a lot of regular everyday people, you know, who are costume designers, editors, you know, lighting technicians. They're just there to get a check and get paid and take care of their families. But unfortunately now the whole system is crashing within itself. The music industry is crashing. The movie industry, the television, you know, like all these industries are being exposed for the way that they have treated and used people, you know, and how now it's just really crazy how a lot of people are now finding their voice and they're being listened to. Whereas years ago, I remember when Angelique Bates came out and she was saying, you know, that she was treated horribly on all that and she was dismissed. Even when Amanda Bynes was going through her breakdown, I remember Tamar, Adrian Bylon, you know, on The View, they were, was it The View? I don't know, whatever show they had. They were dismissing her trauma and saying she's crazy. And, you know, they were like really belittling her. And now people are starting to look at things with new eyes and seeing like, no, she wasn't just going crazy. She was really going through it. Just like I said last week with Orlando Brown. Like, I knew something was going on. I was one of the first people to ever talk about it, you know, but a lot of people dismissed it as he's just crazy. He's looking for attention. So it's sad. It's really sad. The Real. Okay. I was like, The View. I get them all mixed up. The View, The Talk, The Real. Thank y'all. The Real. Yeah. I like the way they just kind of dismissed her trauma, but now people are going back and they're really looking at it. You know, just like with Britney Spears and the Free Britney movement and everything else, a lot of these folks went through a lot in Hollywood, you know, and a lot of these relationships, you know, I don't care if it's parent-child, if, you know, if it's these celebrities with their managers and things like that, there was a lot of craziness going on behind the scenes that we had no idea of, even with Drake Bell. Like, I felt so bad for his father. You know, his father knew something was going on with Brian Peck. He felt it. He was like, he did not like how he was like just hovering over his child and trying to insert himself in his relationship with his child. And when he would say something on set, like, I don't like him. I get a funny feeling. They kept calling the father homophobic. Like, what does homophobia have to do with him being all up on my child and being all up in his face and, you know, touching my child's arm? It has nothing to do with homophobia. He shouldn't be touching my child like that. But it's like he was dismissed and it got to the point where, you know, Brian Peck was able to create this wedge with Drake Bell and his father and then bring in the mother who really didn't care. She was just there for a check. And then he was able to pounce and do what he did to his son. So it's really sad. It's really sad. And you could just tell, like, the father is still really heartbroken about that because he actually tried to protect his child. And he was demonized for it on set. Hey, Mimi sent 1999, says, I'm excited for the eclipse. I live in the path of totality. The hype is the influx of visitors that want to experience the event in person. At least I hope that's all it is. Thanks to the sipper that gifted me the membership. That is awesome. I'm thinking about coming down there. I really want to see this. It sounds like it's going to be something interesting, and it's only like, it only happens every few years, but knowing me, I'll probably be a sleep child. But I have been wanting, I've been like reading up on it and just checking it out. Maybe we can do a little tea sipper meet and greet so we can all watch the totality in effect, because I really would like to see it in person. It's not going to hit Minnesota, though. I know it's going to hit like Indiana and Texas and stuff like that, but we're not going to be close enough to like see it in full force. I'm waiting for R. Kelly to speak. I don't know. I just feel like R. Kelly ain't getting out. He's doing all this time. He might as well just go ahead and finish spilling the tea. I just feel like either somebody's low-key taking care of him in there, like putting money on his books, and as soon as, like, you know, the money stops coming, he's going to tell it all. Because it's too many coincidences between him, Diddy, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, the Aaliyah connection. It's just like a lot of weird stuff. Like, I really want him to like just start spilling the tea at this point. Let us know what the hell was going down, because we know you wasn't the only one involved in all this fuck shit in the industry. We know he had help. He had people. He wasn't the only one who believed that he could fly and get away with nonsense. So I just feel like it's going to be a lot more people going down in the industry. Mm-hmm. Adores Aaliyah said the veil is lifted. The veil is also scramble to evil. Veil and evil. Oh yeah, if you like, That is very interesting. Betty says, take a look at Candace Owens' tweet on Diddy when the news dropped earlier today. I didn't see her tweet. Let me go ahead and look it up here. Give me just a second. Okay, let me see what she said here on Diddy. Let me share my tab so we can read this together. Okay, so she says the feds are currently raiding Diddy's house. They already knew what he was up to, but he's going to be the fall guy so that they can protect the people at the top of the ring. They are raiding his home to hide evidence, not to find it. That's how this works. Like I said, I just hope that they find what they need to find, because he's still guilty of a lot of stuff. There's still a lot of things that he's done. But do I think that he was doing all of this by himself and he was alone in all this? Absolutely not. I think there's a lot of people involved. I think that a lot of the things that are going on in the industry has a lot to do with like sex trafficking and moving girls and swapping girls. Even right now with the beef that's going on with Drake and Kendrick Lamar and Future and all that stuff, there was a stripper that came out and she was saying that Future and Drake are beefing, you know, behind some girl, and where they work at is the same club that was mentioned in that lawsuit. And it just like literally just escaped me. If you guys can write it. But the girl that they're beefing with works at the same spot that the lawsuit was saying that Diddy was using to traffic. Do y'all remember the name of that spot? They're saying that Justin was getting girls from there. The booby trap. Thank you. Lena C. Thank you. So it's just very interesting, like how all of these names keep popping up. One of the girls who worked at the booby trap, she took to Twitter and she was going in and saying that Drake and Future were beefing over a girl from the booby trap. The booby trap was also named in that lawsuit with Diddy. So that's what I'm saying. Like all of this stuff has like all these weird connections. Yeah. And even when you think about like the whole even OnlyFans thing, I feel like that was like a whole nother way of sex trafficking too. And even the OnlyFans had been around for a while. Remember, it really gained popularity in 2020 when everybody was on this so-called demon time and Beyonce had it in her music, you know, on my demon time, I might start an OnlyFans. And then so many young girls ran to go join OnlyFans. And then now we're finding out that people are even saying, like it's being whispered, that Zeus Network might be involved in some, you know, nefarious things with girls on OnlyFans. And then remember, a bunch of people from Zeus Network were invited to Diddy's party. So it's like all these weird connections in the industry. A lot of just weird stuff that's going on. Somebody said they're bringing in Russian girls through the booby trap. I don't know about all that. Yeah, it's the booby trap in Miami. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Steve Harvey's next. Y'all are messy. Why y'all? Now I know Steve Harvey's like, now why am I in it? Y'all are messy. Not Steve Harvey being next. What'd he do? We know he be trying to, you know what I'm saying, pimp off his daughter to Diddy, but I don't know. I ain't heard his name in too much. They done drug Steve Harvey into it. Y'all are a mess for that one. Somebody says he don't care about them kids, unfortunately. Did Diddy ever touch an animal too? He touch on anyone. What's stopping him from doing that too? Not y'all accusing him of sleeping with animals. Fly away. She said he ever touched animals too. I don't know and I don't want to know. But they do so much just crazy stuff, rituals and things like that. You know, who knows? He could have. Keishan Love says, hey, Tita, the kids are out here saying no Diddy instead of no homo. Oh, yeah, I saw that interview with DJ Academics. He was interviewing that guy in from Philly, and he kept saying no Diddy. Then she says, I think Cassie told them where the bones are buried. I love you, sis, Discord gang. Love you, too. Yeah, Cassie, I think, like I said, Cassie's lawsuit definitely opened the floodgates because she's a very unproblematic person. You don't hear too much about Cassie. Cassie's always kept to herself. So she was almost like the quote unquote perfect victim. And that's what like really opened the floodgates for like all of this stuff to open up about Diddy. Someone says, let me see here. Kiwana says, Christian Keys says folks were going to be super upset about some of their faves. Who's Christian? Oh, Christian Keys. Okay, whatever happened to him? He was out here trying to spill. He's been real quiet. Did he get paid? I ain't heard nothing else from him. I almost forgot about Christian Keys. Goddess of Love, Sim 499 says, you look amazing. Can't wait to catch the playback and finish the deep dive on Diddy. Thank you. You're so welcome. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. Appreciate you. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Like I said, I'm going to definitely stay on top of this, on top of what's going to be happening with him, if they end up finding him, if he ends up getting arrested as well. So we'll just have to wait and see. But this whole situation is a mess. But I think that there's going to be a lot of fallout. More people, you know, will be caught up in this whole situation. I think, you know, it's a new day and age. if Harvey Weinstein can eventually go down, trust me, I don't think there's no saving Diddy at this point, especially with the feds being involved. That means there's more. He can kind of play it off like, oh, people are just trying to, you know, bring him down and they're just trying to attack a black man. The feds are not going to pounce unless there's something there. There has to be something there. You know, the local police department, they'll pounce all day. But the feds, they don't get up out their seat unless there's real evidence. So it's going to be very interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out. So on that note, y'all, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I had to get ready to get up out of here. But I will be back this week. I'll still be, you know, posting videos. Maybe we'll do a call-in show as well. So y'all can call in with y'all's thoughts on everything that's going on with Diddy. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted when I get ready to do that. But I will talk to y'all later. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. All right. Bye, you guys.